USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen suggested the Biden administration is out of options to lower gas prices in America. While testifying before the Senate Finance Committee Tuesday, she continued to lay the blame on events outside of the United States.
Well, prices are very high, in part because of, importantly, because of Russia's war on Ukraine.
Many oil barons in America have said numerous times, open America's oil spigots like President Trump did, and the cost of oil per barrel will drop in half. A Taiwanese F-16 fighter jet being flown by a U.S. Air Force pilot was forced to make an emergency landing in Hawaii Monday afternoon. The aircraft appeared to have problems with its landing gear, and a netting barrier was used to slow and stop the plane. The pilot was sent to the hospital and has since been released. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
A Midwest grocery chain is having problems with debit cards.
Customers who shopped at grocery retailer Meijer on Tuesday ran into problems using their debit cards for the second time in the past month. Meijer, which has stores in Michigan and parts of the Midwest, said a processing error impacted Chase Bank, which caused the stores to accept only cash or credit payments. One credit union official spoke to WZZM about proactive measures everyone can take to protect their accounts.
Criminals are using the internet, sending out emails, putting fake logos in there. Consumers really need to pay attention to any email or text message that they get from their financial institution. And if it's asking for any information from them, delete it, contact the credit union directly.
At the end of May, some customers were charged double and triple the amount of their initial Meijer purchase. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, on this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
A traditional shirt worn by Ukrainian President Zelensky on Vishivanka Day, an annual holiday in May to celebrate the country's folk history, sold for $100,000 at a United 24 charity event in Washington, D.C. The money is set to aid Ukraine in its ongoing war against Russia. As the January 6th Commission has hired a TV producer for their made-for-TV primetime telecast Thursday, some are calling this a propaganda stunt with the goal of keeping President Trump from running for office again. Peter Navarro, former trade advisor to President Trump, called the mostly partisan January 6th group on Newsmax a kangaroo committee, as his arrest says everything you need to know about their propaganda machine.
He's the FBI agent that the week before had woken me up early in the morning, banging on my door with a subpoena. I said, Walter, I live right across the street. And I do, right across the street from the FBI. Hey, you need me? Just call me or come on over and whatever you need, it's peaceful, right? So on Thursday night, instead of Patricia Lloyd calling my attorney, instead of Giordano calling me on the phone to voluntarily surrender, they cook up the worst kind of shock and awe political theater whereby they let me get up, have breakfast, like go to the airport, right? And then take me down, literally take me down with five FBI agents, all 145 pounds of me, right?
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.